harvesting the past. The word harvest brings to mind images of a horn of plenty, of fruits and vegetables spilling out, overflowing with bright autumn colors, holding the promise of abundance and nourishment. I believe harvesting our past for what sustained us holds the same promise. I remember conversations with a 72-year-old friend of mine who was writing her memoirs. She remarked that as her short-term memory seemed to be misfiring, her long-term memory was firing up. Much to her amazement, she was recalling events she had not thought of since they occurred. She wrote about her firsts, her first love, her first pet, her first home, her first experience of death, of disability, of triumph, and found her life rich with resources she could use going forward. When we harvest our personal past, we undoubtedly come across an expanded frame of reference that gives our lives a cohesive spiritual meaning. In her book, A Woman's Book of Life, Joan Borisenko tells us that the need for an older woman to tell and retell the stories of her life is no idle preoccupation with the past. This is a vital process that helps us come to terms with events and experiences. It also helps us appreciate how resourceful we've been. My 20s and early 30s were a challenging and tense time. I was a divorced mom living on a very limited income. I see now that I gained a resourcefulness that may be needed in the future when I'm faced with living on retirement income. Although tough, those lean days 30 years ago were filled with joy and appreciation for the small things. Dinner out was an event planned and looked forward to for weeks. There was the anticipation of finally bringing home the sweater put on layaway for 2 months. As a result of those earlier difficult days, I'm not afraid of living on a budget as I age, because I know firsthand that a different kind of abundance awaits me. Harvest your past with an intention to enrich your life today. In Journey to the Heart, Melody Beattie says, "Value what you've learned in your past. Each lesson has led to the next. Every person and event in each part of your life has been invaluable in shaping and forming you, in creating the person you are today. If you choose to see only what you haven't accomplished, the material things you never had, the roads you think you should have taken and didn't, then you are not harvesting the past for what nurtures you. Instead, you are pulling in negativity and filling your silos with moldy grain. Today, reap the rewards of your story. Choose to gather in your personal wealth. Celebrate the harvest. Become empowered by your past."